For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. You know, I was looking at the dates of these broadcasts, and again, I'm amazed. I remember saying to you all, can it already be May 1st? And if you remember, because I know a lot of you tell me that you're listening every day, remember when I said, oh my, we're leaving April, we're already embarking upon May, and now here I am broadcasting or pre-taping for the last week of May? This has been happening since January 2013. I find I'm grabbing the days and saying, please don't go so fast. I want to get all of you, all of the minutes out of the day that I can. And didn't we get taught that? Teach us to number our days, David said, that we can present to thee a heart of wisdom. I think as you get older and you get wiser in Christ, you do realize, wow, I've been given this opportunity of called today. And I want to make the most of it for God. So anyway, we're talking about trials. We were out of James 1:2, and James says, consider it or count it joyful, my brethren, when you're enveloped, and that's peripeto, meaning, this is crazy, but it's true, meaning when you're surrounded on every side by trials. But James knows something. He knows that if you do it God's way, you will be forced to fall upon him. He will then teach you how to utilize his strength, his grace, everything he is, all of heaven. But you know, you'll find that that will get strong, doesn't it? You sometimes try to keep pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps until finally you say, I can't do this anymore. Hey, count it all joy. Because when you go to God with it, that trial, that testing is a piercing. The word literally means a piercing. Trial means pierced. Adversity. And he says this is happening. It's testing the quality of your faith. Faith has to be tried and tested, my friend, the more you grow in God. Because there's more out there for you to do for God and to be able to have of God. But the quality of your faith has to be strong to endure some of the things that are up ahead. So all these trials are doing as they're coming at you and you're handling them God's way. What is that? Casting it onto him, getting into the word, putting your worship on, claiming together that God's given you everything you need to get through it. When you're handling things God's way, this word called endurance starts to be produced. It's like a divine release. And literally it means staying power starts to come. You go, where did that come from? I didn't think I was going to get through the day. I know, because you didn't. God came through for you. You cried out, oh God, oh God. He said, I'm here, I'm here. You were forced to release it all. And you got through. The staying power of God came to your rescue. That's why James said, you can count it all joy now. When this stuff hits you, go to God. Handle it God's way. You're just getting stronger and stronger when you're handling it God's way. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.